right away, we got to go up to Omaha and let let Bob Lovertini figure this out for us. Now, that one went deep, didn't it? Bob Lovertini, Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. Hey, Joe.
And the scary part is, Greg, I know exactly who you're talking about. I'm one of the four people in your audience who knows that it is.
You know, I should have went with George Goldtrap.
That was pretty special. Either one was good.
Yeah. So, Rain, what are you just hurrying up to wait out there? What are you doing?
Yeah, what we're doing right now is, and it's sunny here as I sit here in the moment, and so Auburn and Louisville are going to resume their game at 11 o'clock this morning, and then we will play after they finish. And from what I have been told, it'll be 65 minutes after they finish their game. Now, our target is 1 o'clock, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, since they're in the fifth inning, it's going to take a while. So I would think closer to 2 o'clock, to be honest with you, you know, in that regard. But we will play after that, and then later on, after we finish, there'll be another winner's bracket game that will take place. So we got a lot to do here, but we're just kind of waiting to see.
Florida State, Texas Tech, yeah, the nightcap tonight, right in an so is that, I think that's right, yeah. So yep. Louisville's up 4-1 over Auburn through four innings. They'll start that a little after 11 o'clock and complete the game. And then I found it odd, 65 minutes. Is that an hour for the in-between and then 5 minutes for the pregame setup for TV? I thought it was curious, 65 minutes.
That's what they said. They were very specific about that, and I appreciate that. And being in my position, that's fine. I want to know exactly what we're doing, you know, in that regard, exactly when is it going to start. And so they were very specific, 65 minutes after the conclusion of the game, and they will dictate it. It's funny, you know, they'll have the end of the game and, you know, handshakes and all that, and then that somebody will make an announcement that says, this is when it starts, and it'll be 65 minutes after that. So, but again, my guess, Greg, is I would think we'd be closer to 2 o'clock than 1 o'clock.
Well, we can follow, obviously, WNSR here, our Twitter, social media, Joe Fisher, VU as well, and Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. Vandy Boys, at Vandy Boys, will keep everybody apprised of. And if you know when, mark your clock. When you know when the Louisville-Auburn game is over, just add 65 minutes and you'll be in the ballpark. Of course, you're going to be, you'll be coming on 50 minutes after that game with your 15-minute pregame, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. And you know, the interesting thing, Greg, and I think it's very important, is this is pretty special. I mean, it's great to be here at this time, and so you roll with whatever happens, you know, in that regard. But to be playing and to be in the situation that you're in, then you have to take some, you know, lumps and have to, you know, worry about some changes in schedule, then you roll with that. And I think for Vanderbilt, I think this is a team that's got a bunch of veterans around them that have been through this kind of thing before. There are some teams that don't handle this very well, you know, that don't understand if they're not ready to play at a certain time. I would tell you, I think this Vanderbilt team is very good at adapting to whatever comes up. I think it's a big plus for them.
Well, and Mississippi State is as experienced a team as you,
exactly,
you know, in the College World Series. So, yeah, I don't think it will impact either one. I think it gives more anxiety to the fans than anybody. Those kids, you know, those young men, they can find things to do and bide their time. I would say the coaches stress more about this kind of thing than the players do.
I would think you're right. I think you're exactly right. I think the guys get this, and you mentioned Mississippi State and what a tremendous team they are. And I think rolling out here into Omaha and looking at guys led by Jake Mangum and all these talented players they have, they're going to be ready for this too. I mean, it doesn't matter. I think these guys are like, okay, when do we play? Okay, we'll roll it out. Don't worry about it. And I think that's the way both these teams will go.
Well, now, just to set it up the rest of the week, a Vanderbilt win, if everything holds weather-wise and everything, a Vanderbilt win, 6 o'clock Friday, the Louisville-Auburn winner will take on Mississippi State, and the winner of that game will turn around and play Vanderbilt on Friday if they lose, if Vandy wins. Now, Vanderbilt loses tomorrow at 7 against the Louisville-Auburn winner. Is that correct?
I believe you're correct.
Sounds good.
You got that all right. That was very good. Yeah, don't make me change that. You're fine. I think you got it.
Yeah, I think I do too. Yeah, it took me a couple hours to figure it all out last night. But and you said something. Now, the Florida State Texas Tech game tonight, that's an elimination game, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
And yeah, that'll be very entertaining as well, and a lot of emotion in that one for both of those teams. Certainly for Mike Martin, you know, trying to be here and stay here. And who knows when they'll start. I mean, if we don't start until 2 o'clock, you know, they could be playing at 7:30 mm-hmm. and be playing late into the night here in Omaha. But that will be a very emotional game, certainly, with Mike Martin and his situation.
Well, also, I heard some interviews with Tim Corbin about, and we talked to him last Thursday, just this will be the first time out for Kumar Rocker, and he, as much as he had to deal with the questions after it last weekend, you know, as soon as he shows up at the College World Series and then he's to pitch the next game, those questions are going to come again. And think the young man's handled it quite well.
I think he has. I think the interesting part is, as you know, Greg, I mean, these guys are creatures of habit, and they're very comfortable with, okay, 7 days I'm going to pitch. You know, I'm going to be a week, and I'm going to pitch. Well, that's not the case here, and now we've gone past that. And so how do guys adapt to that? And we've already seen, as a matter of fact, in this World Series, teams that have had players that have come in and have not pitched well after being, you know, 9-10 days between starts. So I think that's something you have to pay attention to. I think the blessing for Vanderbilt, if you will, is they have options. If Kumar, for whatever reason, and I don't anticipate this to be the case, but if for whatever reason Kumar is struggling, you've got guys you can go to in the bullpen, like a Patrick Raby, like a Mason Hickman, like a Zach King, like a Hugh Fisher, that can give you multiple innings if you need that, if you need to step in to the middle of a game. And this is so different than so many other aspects of the tournament are. I mean, you're trying to do everything you can to get to the next point, to get to the next level. And so I think things go out the window in terms of, I want to save this guy, I want to hold this guy. You can't do that. I mean, if you think this person can get you to the next place, then that's what you do. And so we'll see how it plays out. But I think they're very confident with Kumar having the rest he's had to be ready to go here tonight.
Well, and you emphasized and heard on the broadcast, your broadcast, and also your interview with us here Monday, Joe, that it is so important to win that first game and to get into the winner's bracket, then even win on top of that. And you just save your depth and pitching, quite frankly, is where it hits you the hardest. And then having to turn around and play so many more games, again, against teams that are very, very good. But, you know, the one thing you said to me, and I'd heard it before, but it clicked when you said it, that 34 of the last 38 College World Series champions won that first game.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I mean, it's a long row to hoe if you're coming out of the loser's bracket. It just doesn't happen that often. And so you got to be in that first group. And again, I think Vanderbilt is in a situation now, Greg, where, you know, they will do everything they can to try to get to that next one. You know, win this one, get to the next one, because it means so much in terms of how you stack up your pitching. I mean, you're not going to play again until Friday. If you win, you have an opportunity really to bring your starting pitching back and get your rotation back. It means a lot. So I would not be at all surprised to see a lot of changes, a lot of moves, you know, whatever you have to do to try to find a way to win the game. And but as you said, and that's what it comes down to, if you're going to win this thing, you've got to be in the winner's bracket, and that's what they're trying to do.
Well, follow all of our social media platforms throughout the day to find out exactly. Well, if you're paying attention, 65 minutes after the end of the Louisville-Auburn game will be the first pitch of the Vandy-Mississippi State game. 50 minutes after that, Joe Fisher with his pregame, and at Vandy Boys, at Joe Fisher VU, of course, at Nash Sports Radio, we'll be tweeting out all of the times when they're available, and of course, love listening to you. Whenever you do it, Joe, this afternoon, okay?
Well, I appreciate it, Greg. It's always good to be with you guys, and I think everybody loves, and I want to say this publicly, I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us. And so I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's a feather in our cap as well. So thank you very much, Joe. See you, buddy.
Okay, Greg.